This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The world is ending on October 21st, according to Harold Camping. He's the doomsday prophet who said Judgment Day would come on May 21st. That did not happen on schedule, and Mr. Camping recalculated, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
May 21st was supposed to bring a rolling earthquake that would devastate the world. That's what Harold Camping predicted. True believers would join Jesus in heaven, he said. Unbelievers would be tormented for the next 5 months. So when May 21 came and nothing happened, Camping had some explaining to do. 2 days later, the head of the Family Radio Network announced that he had been right about the date of God's wrath, just not about the method.
It was not a judgment day that was visible. It's a spiritual judgment day, but it is judgment day.
And he said, we're right on track for total earthly destruction on October 21st. Now, for some of Camping's followers, that was small comfort. Many had quit their jobs to spread the message, and others had given their life savings to family radio. When Camping was asked if he would return the money, he was unrepentant.
I don't have any responsibility. I can't be responsibility of anybody's life. I'm only teaching the Bible.
Camping had a stroke 18 days later. By September, he had recuperated enough to go on family radio with a modified prediction.
Probably there will be no pain suffered by anyone because of their rebellion against God.
Unbelievers might just fall asleep and never wake up. As for a violent upheaval?
The end is going to come very, very quietly, probably within the next month.
You'll note the word probably. Catherine Wessinger did. She's an expert on doomsday groups at Loyola University in New Orleans, and she says she's seen this before. When prophecy fails, she says,
the person making the prediction can give themselves a way out, sort of a backdoor way to get out of the original prediction. Or on the other hand, when nothing happens, the event can be spiritualized.
So in the days before October 21st, Camping's followers seem to be in a state of nervous anticipation.
Nobody has admitted defeat.
Brandon Tausig is a documentarian who's been following the movement. He visited Camping's church in California on Sunday, and he says it was full.
The congregation was still very much excited about the approaching date, and the sermon was entirely about October 21st, which really surprised me.
Mind you, he says the church only holds about 100 people, and it's clear that the ranks of Camping's true believers have thinned. One source says Family Radio is trying to sell off stations to avert bankruptcy. David LeCorey, who helped spread the news about May 21st last spring, admits that donations have plummeted.
The reputation of Family Radio is marred, and the money is not coming in.
Still, LeCorey believes the end is coming October 21st. He's just not sure what exactly it will look like.
Now, I don't know if God is going to destroy the world, burn the world with fire, but I know that the Bible uses that kind of language.
LeCorey won't say what he'll do if he wakes up on October 22nd, nor will Harold Camping, though he does say he's officially retired. Catherine Wessinger at Loyola says if past is prologue, a couple of things could happen. One is that the group could dissipate, or they could take a page from the Millerites. That group predicted that Jesus would appear in the 1840s. When he didn't, an event called the Great Disappointment, they reorganized and became the Seventh-day Adventists. No matter what, Wessinger says, doomsday movements will always be with us because they play into a primal fear.
We don't want to suffer, and we don't want to die.
And these movements give an escape. Next up, says Wessinger, December 21st, 2012, when the Mayan calendar seems to indicate the world will end again. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.